This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Leadership voice in action, before and after examples from real workplace conversations. See exactly how leadership voice transforms real conversations at work. In short, leadership voice is not about sounding authoritative. It is about giving the people around you something clear to hold on to, especially when things are uncertain or tense. The difference between a strong and a weak leadership voice often comes down to a single sentence. You can hear leadership voice failing just as clearly as you can hear it working. Every example in this article shows a real moment where the choice of words changed the outcome. Definition: leadership voice examples are real or realistic workplace conversations that demonstrate how a leader's word choice, tone, and composure shape the response of those around them. They reveal the gap between communication that builds trust and communication that erodes it. I watched a senior manager walk out of a difficult team meeting once, convinced he had handled it well. He had spoken for most of the hour. His team sat in near silence that entire time. By the next morning, two of his best people had requested transfers. That was the moment I understood that leadership voice is not about talking. It is about what your words do to the people in the room. Leadership voice examples are worth studying because they show what definitions cannot: the texture of real pressure, real hesitation, real repair. You can read 100 articles about clear communication and still freeze when a team member challenges you in front of colleagues. But when you see the before and the after, side by side, something clicks. You start to recognize the patterns in your own conversations. That recognition is where change begins. What to listen for before you read the examples? There are three things worth tracking in each scenario below. First, notice the specific words the leader chooses, not the general sentiment. Second, watch what happens in the room immediately after the leader speaks. Does the tension hold, release, or escalate? Third, notice what the leader does not say. Restraint is as much a part of leadership voice as expression. Understanding how leaders foster a culture of team synergy helps set the context. The voice a leader uses in individual conversations is the same voice that shapes the team's broader culture over time. Six conversations that show leadership voice in action. 1. A project running late. The situation: a team of six has missed an internal deadline. The project manager calls a short stand-up to address it. Three people are visibly tense. One is already defensive. Without leadership voice, so we obviously didn't hit the deadline, which is, you know, disappointing. I think we need to maybe think about what happened and see if we can get back on track somehow. With leadership voice: we missed Tuesday's deadline. I want to understand why in the next 10 minutes, and then we are going to agree on a new date that we can actually hold. Who wants to start? The first version gives the team nothing to stand on. The second version names the problem, sets a clear intention, and invites participation. Notice the word "actually" in the second version. It signals that the leader knows vague commitments have been made before, and this time is different. That one word does real work. Leadership voice does not pretend problems away. It names them and then moves. 2. A senior colleague who keeps interrupting. The situation: during a team meeting, a senior colleague interrupts a new team member for the third time. The room notices. Nobody says anything. The new hire goes quiet and does not speak again for the rest of the session. Without leadership voice, the manager says nothing, glances awkwardly at the new hire, and continues the agenda. Without leadership voice, the cost is immediate. The new hire learns that the room is not safe. The senior colleague learns that the behavior is acceptable. 2 weeks later, the manager wonders why the new hire never speaks up in meetings. With leadership voice: hold on, I want to hear the rest of what Sarah was saying. Sarah, finish your thought. 7 words. No drama. No accusation. The manager does not call out the interrupter publicly, does not turn it into a lesson, does not overexplain. The leader simply redirects authority to the person who deserved the floor. That is what protection sounds like. It is one of the most concrete leadership voice examples I know. 3. A question that deserved a direct answer. The situation: a team member asks her manager directly whether her role is at risk during a company restructure. The manager knows the answer is uncertain, but leaning toward bad news. Without leadership voice: look, I really can't say at this point. There's a lot of moving parts, and honestly, we'll just have to see how things develop. I wouldn't worry too much. With Leadership Voice, I do not have a confirmed answer yet, and I will not pretend I do. What I can tell you is that I'm fighting for your position, and you will hear from me directly the moment I know more. I respect you too much to give you false comfort. The first version is not kindness. It is avoidance dressed as kindness. The second version is harder to say, and it is the only one that earns trust. Notice the phrase, I respect you too much. That is Leadership Voice used to honour the relationship, even while delivering uncertainty. When a leader hedges to avoid discomfort, the team feels the hedge. They just do not know what to do with it. 4. Conflict between two colleagues that nobody was addressing. The situation. Two colleagues have been in open disagreement for 3 weeks. The tension has started to affect others. The team lead has been hoping it will resolve itself. It has not. Without Leadership Voice, the lead continues hoping. The conflict grows. One colleague starts copying the lead on every email to build a paper trail. The other starts skipping optional meetings. How to handle conflict during meetings is a skill set most managers need long before they think they do. With Leadership Voice, the lead meets each colleague separately and says, I have noticed the tension between you and James, and I need it to stop affecting the team. I am not asking you to be friends. I am asking you to be professional. Tell me what you need from me to make that possible. This is not a lecture. It is a direct statement followed by an open question. The lead names the pattern, sets a boundary, and then invites the colleague into the solution. That sequence matters. Learning to de-escalate arguments during meetings starts with a leader who is willing to name the problem out loud before it becomes a crisis. 5. A remote team losing its thread. The situation. A remote team of 8 has been working across 3 time zones for 6 months. The team lead sends weekly written updates, but has stopped doing live check-ins. The team is drifting. Output is fine. Connection is gone. Without Leadership Voice, the lead sends a message. Just checking in, hope everyone is doing okay. Let me know if you need anything. With Leadership Voice, the lead books a 20-minute live session and opens with, I have been relying on written updates too much, and I think we have lost some of our connection as a team. I want to fix that. I'm going to start doing brief live check-ins on Thursdays. Today I just want to hear one thing from each of you. What is one thing that is working, and one thing that is not? The first version is a signal that nothing will change. The second version names the problem, takes responsibility for it, and announces a specific action. In remote settings, how leaders stay visible in virtual workspaces is not just a visibility question. It is a voice question. The team needs to hear the leader, not just read their messages. 6. A moment of genuine praise that landed wrong. The situation. A manager wants to recognize a team member who handled a difficult client situation well. The manager says it in a full team meeting. Without Leadership Voice, I just want to give a shout out to Marcus, who did a great job with a Henderson account. Really good work, Marcus. This is not terrible. But it teaches nothing. It does not tell Marcus what he did well, so he cannot repeat it. It does not tell the rest of the team what good looks like, so they cannot aim for it. With Leadership Voice, I want to name something Marcus did last week, because it matters. When the Henderson account escalated, he called the client directly instead of waiting for instructions. He did not guess. He asked, and he kept me informed throughout. That is exactly how I want all of us to handle pressure. Marcus, well done. Specific. Tied to behavior, not personality. And it frames the praise as a standard for everyone, not just a reward for one. That is Leadership Voice used to shape a team, not just to motivate an individual. The patterns behind the conversations. Across these 6 situations, a few things keep showing up. First, Leadership Voice always names the specific thing. It does not speak in vague generalities. Second, it takes responsibility rather than distributing blame. Third, it moves. It does not dwell or moralize. It states the problem and then asks for the next step. There is also a quieter pattern. Leadership Voice is almost always shorter than the alternative. The hedging, the over-explaining, the qualifications, those are longer. Confidence compresses language. When you know what you want to say, you say it in fewer words. The strong method for building synergy through conversation captures some of this same structure. The principle holds whether you are using a named framework or simply deciding to speak more directly. Every strong conversation has a clear intention behind it. And when Leadership Voice fails, the cost is almost never dramatic. There's no single catastrophic moment. The damage is cumulative. One hedged answer, one avoided conflict, one vague update. Over time, the team stops expecting clarity. They stop asking. They start managing around the leader instead of with them. For situations where the damage runs deeper, between colleagues who have stopped cooperating entirely, the deal method for diffusing tension gives a practical structure to follow when leadership voice alone is not enough. What these conversations ask of you. The point of reading these leadership voice examples is not to memorize scripts. It is to train your ear. Once you can hear the difference between "I wouldn't worry too much" and "I respect you too much to give you false comfort," you cannot unhear it. You start catching your own hedges in real time. Here is a practice that I have found genuinely useful. Before any conversation that matters, write down your opening sentence. One sentence. Then ask yourself, does this sentence give the other person something solid to hold on to, or does it leave them guessing? If it leaves them guessing, rewrite it. Do that enough times and clarity becomes a habit rather than an effort. Leadership voice examples are only useful if they change what you say on Monday morning. Look at one conversation you have coming up this week. Decide, in advance, what the one thing is that you need to say clearly. Say that thing first. Everything else can follow. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently Asked Questions. What are good leadership voice examples in the workplace? Good leadership voice examples include naming a problem directly without blame, holding steady during conflict while others escalate, and making a decision audibly so the team can follow. In each case, the leader speaks with clarity, takes responsibility, and gives the room something solid to stand on. How do you develop leadership voice in real conversations? You develop leadership voice by scripting your opening sentences before difficult conversations, practicing composure when challenged, and replacing vague language with direct statements. The skill builds through repetition. Each conversation is a chance to choose your words with more intention than the last. What does leadership voice sound like when it is missing? When leadership voice is absent, conversations drift. Managers hedge, qualify every statement, or go silent under pressure. The team fills the gap with rumor, assumption, or anxiety. Missing leadership voice often feels like nobody is in charge, even when someone technically holds the title. Can leadership voice examples help managers improve faster? Seeing real leadership voice examples is often faster than reading theory, because your brain maps the pattern directly to situations you already face. When you recognize what a confident, clear statement sounds like versus a hedged one, you can start editing your own language in real time. What is the difference between leadership voice and just being loud or assertive? Leadership voice is not about volume or dominance. It is about clarity, composure, and direction. A leader with a strong voice can speak quietly and still command a room. What makes it leadership voice is that people know where you stand, what you expect, and that you will not collapse under pressure. How does leadership voice affect team trust over time? Trust builds when people hear consistent, clear, direct communication from the same person across many situations. Leadership voice compounds. Every time you speak with composure during difficulty, your team updates their picture of you. Over months, that consistency becomes the foundation of genuine team trust and psychological safety. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.